Welcome to the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Monday evening, October 13th, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of industry and manufacturing news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline, Lahontan Gold Corp., OTQB LGCXF, CEO outlines path to production growth, highlights Santa Fe project progress. Lahontan Gold Corp. CEO highlights Nevada as a prime mining jurisdiction, emphasizing the advantages of the Santa Fe project. Pursuing permits for exploration and mining operations simultaneously, Lahontan Gold, LXF, is drawing investor interest. CEO Kimberly Ann discussed progress at the Santa Fe project and the company's path to production during an interview with Red Cloud TV. With gold prices near historic highs, Lahontan's efforts are backed by a strong market. For more information, visit rocksandstocks.news.
ES Gold Corp., SETEF, strengthens financial position by $9 million. Strategic partnership with Ocean Partners. ES Gold Corp., a development stage company focused on acquiring, exploring, and developing mineral properties, has secured a $9 million binding term sheet with Ocean Partners UK Limited. This strategic partnership strengthens ES Gold's financial position and provides flexibility for advancing exploration at its Montauban gold-silver project in Quebec. The funds will be drawn in two tranches of $3 million and $6 million, contingent on anticipated production phases. This move supports ES Gold's strategy of advancing low-capex projects to generate high-margin returns with minimal dilution. The Montauban project, located 80 kilometers west of Quebec City, offers immediate revenue potential and significant exploration upside, with over $15 million already invested in infrastructure. UGI system upgrades underway along Route 249 in Tioga County. UGI Utilities, Inc. has started a natural gas main replacement project along Route 249 in Tioga County. The upgrades aim to enhance safety and reliability. Construction will take place between Hughes Road and Button Hollow Road, with work scheduled Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Drivers should expect lane restrictions and some natural gas service interruptions. The project is set to be completed by late November, followed by temporary restoration. UGI Utilities, Inc. serves over 760,000 customers, and more information can be found at www.ugi.com.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.